llenando las calles de color. Los niños se llenan de ilusión, los hombres piensan en ser mejor. Se oyen cantos navideños, ha nacido el Salvador. Noche de paz, noche de amor, pero se ven tan solos en las calles los hombres esclavos del dolor. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, es para ti. Jesús nació para tu paz, para tu amor. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, invítalo a posar en ti, invítalo a llenar tu corazón. Esta cena trae recuerdos de una cena en el cielo, los regalos, el misterio de un regalo que es eterno, verdadero amor a ti y a mí. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, es para ti. Jesús nació para tu paz, para tu amor. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, invítalo a posar en ti, invítalo a llenar tu corazón. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, es para ti. Jesús nació para tu paz, para tu amor. Jesús nació, la Navidad llegó, invítalo a posar en ti, invítalo a llenar tu corazón.
Fabulous. That was our Spanish teacher, Pablo Pascual. Pablo, muchas gracias. ¿Cómo estás? And tell us about this song you've just sang.
Hola, hola a todos. Estoy muy bien. Gracias. Nice to see you again, Gurbir. I am okay. Well, I need to explain you that, well, we are in Christmas season, and I just sang a Christmas song that is related to the meaning of Christmas. So the verses say something like this, that, well, it's a time of cold, it's a time that we can see many houses and buildings with lights. People are, the kids are with illusion in their hearts, mm-hmm. waiting for, maybe expecting for some gifts, and many people are thinking about having new purposes, new resolutions for the next year, and many people are listening to Christmas carols, and but the reality of this song is saying that the real message is that a savior has come, that that Christmas night happened when Jesus was born. And it says, the lyric says that Jesus was born, Christmas is here. And Christmas is for you, Jesus is for you. And then it says, Christmas is here, invite him to come and be born in your heart.
And I know you are involved quite heavily with your church, a very busy time of the year for you. So thank you very much for being here and reminding us that amongst all the shopping and the presents and the adverts, that Christmas, there is a religious basis to it. And it's a very important festival for Christian world right round throughout time. And what happens in Mexico? You're from Mexico. How is Mexican Christmas different from Christmas here in Manchester?
Well, it's different in some way, because people are also gathering with friends and eating a lot of food. And we break the piñatas, that piñatas that they are filled with many candies or sweets and some gifts for kids. So usually people gather with on the Christmas Eve to have a big dinner. So here they celebrate more on Christmas Day. But it's also some food is similar, some turkey or some ham or some chicken. Right. And some of them they mix with Mexican food.
And what do you think, I've been in Manchester for more than 50 years. And I seem to remember Christmas was a lot less commercial. These days, it's more about TV shows and adverts and buying and selling. Is it in Mexico, are you able to hold on to the traditional values of Christmas, or is it commercialized there as well?
It is also very commercialized. Right. People are thinking more in Santa Claus and the gifts, and also in January about the wise men coming. The kids also receive presents, so it's more like a commercial thing. But there are few people that they still believe in the meaning that is not only for Christian; it's for everyone. So that's the meaning of Christmas. That's why we celebrate this season.
Okay. Well. Spanish for beginners, I said. What on earth is that if people are listening for the first time? You are talking. My name is Gurbir Singh, and our teacher of Spanish is Pablo Pasco. And you're listening to Spanish for Beginners here on All FM 96.9. This remains an experiment, a radio show with a difference. It does what it says on the tin. If you want to learn basic Spanish to make your travels a little more fun, perhaps communicate with your Spanish-speaking friends, neighbors, or just get more out of your Spanish-speaking summer holidays, then this might just be the show for you. What makes this radio show different? Well, most radio shows you listen. With Spanish for Beginners, you listen and speak. Pablo is teaching me beginner Spanish right here on All FM, and you can join in with the practice along with us in these hour-long session live. After the show, you can download it, the whole program, and practice at your own pace, time, and place. Not many requirements or rules. You don't have to buy any books or do any homework. We recommend a book, however, for beginners in Spanish that we will use throughout this series. It's a free download, and whilst not compulsory, it's highly recommended. And this is the fourth in a series of programs, Spanish for Beginners. We are using a free to download book, a PDF called SP101.pdf. The link for it and many other information resources associated with this series are available at astrotalkuk.org/beginners/Spanish for Beginners. All of the three previous programs are already there for download, and later today, this one will be added to that list. So, what are we going to cover today? Well, we're going to be covering, going back to previous weeks, summarizing some of the things we learned then. But just before we start off with, once again, Pablo, thank you very much for that song. We will be coming back to you and your guitar near the end. But start off with the basic Spanish term. How do you say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year?
Okay. Merry Christmas, we say Feliz Navidad. If you are from Spain, they will say Feliz Navidad or Felices Fiestas. Próspero Año Nuevo.
So it's Feliz Navidad y Próspero Año Nuevo.
Próspero Año Nuevo.
Lovely. And we will be returning to that phrase throughout this session. Back in November, we started up with some basics. Greetings such as good morning, buenos días,
buenos días,
good afternoon,
buenas tardes,
good evening,
Buenas noches.
And simple questions such as, ¿de dónde eres?
Yes, ¿de dónde eres? Yo soy de México.
So that literally says, from where are you? And yo soy de México.
Yo soy de México. I am from Mexico.
Soy, so I am, soy de Inglaterra. Or I could say, soy de India.
Así es.
And one of the few things that you taught me over the previous weeks, United Kingdom in Spanish is?
Reino Unido.
Reino Unido.
Yes, United es unido y Kingdom is reino. Entonces, we have to say Reino Unido.
And I still can't say the Reino. I can't do the rolling R, but that will come. Reino
yes.
Unido. And the constituent nations that make up the Reino Unido are Scotland, Escocia.
Escocia, muy bien.
Wales, Gales.
Gales, muy bien.
England, Inglaterra.
Inglaterra, muy bien.
And Northern Ireland, Isla del Norte.
Instead of Isla, we have to say Irlanda del Norte.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. Ireland, North Ireland.
Ah, okay. No.
Irlanda del Norte.
And some of the other key phrases that you shared with us previously were for please, por favor.
Yes. That is a very basic thing and very useful in the Latin American countries, also in Spain, to say por favor.
And thank you. Gracias.
Yes, thank you. Gracias, or you can say thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. And sorry. Lo siento.
Lo siento, or you can say perdón.
Perdón.
Perdón, or you can say lo siento. Two words. Lo siento.
And goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye is adiós.
I think from watching the many years ago cowboy films, I remember that. Adiós.
Adiós.
And then, pleased to meet you. Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Nice to meet you. Pleased to meet you, yes.
And one of the particular ones that I enjoyed, and it's very relevant this time of the year, you always say, in English we say, give my regards or give my greetings to your family. And if I wanted to say, give my greetings to your parents, it would be mis saludos a tus padres.
Yes, you can say mis saludos a tus padres, or you only can say saludos a tus padres. Saludos a tus padres.
And to help me remember some of the other words used to describe the extended family, saludos a tu hermano.
Saludos a tu hermano, that's to your brother.
And saludos a tu hermana.
Saludos a tu hermana. Greetings to your sister.
Saludos a tu esposa.
Yes, saludos a tu esposa is say hello to your wife.
And saludos a tu hijos.
Yes, if you have to be careful there, saludos a tu hijo, that's only if you have only one child, mm-hmm. a tu hijo, but if you have more than one, saludos a tus hijos.
A tus hijos. Wonderful. And we also, and I think the perhaps fundamental aspect of language learning are the vowels in pretty much every language.
Yes.
And fortunately, Spanish has the same vowels as English, which are the A, E, I, O, U. But in Spanish, although the same five letters, there are five of them, the same ones, they're pronounced slightly differently. And if I remember, and this, Pablo's got the incredibly difficult, perhaps impossible task of helping me with the pronunciation. So the vowels in Spanish are A, E, A-E-I-A-E-O-U.
Very good. So I'm going to repeat that.
Please.
So A-E-I-O-U. Can you repeat A?
A-E-I-E-O-U.
O-O-U.
Ooh.
So only a very wonderful cue here. So if you want to pronounce the A in Spanish, imagine that you are going to bite an apple. You have to open a lot your mouth. It's like ah, ah. You cannot bite your an apple opening a little bit. You have to open your mouth clearly. So ah, ah, e, I, o, u.
Ah, e, I, o, u.
Fantastic. Muy bien. Muy bien, Gorbir. You're improving a lot.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to the Spanish alphabet after this. So, fortunately, as with the vowels, the Spanish alphabet is pretty much identical to the English one. In the English alphabet, we have 26 letters. Spanish has 27. So we'll talk about that extra letter in a second. But if you have been able to see page 2 of that PDF, SP101, there's a link in there which has a YouTube video where you can hear and see the letters of the alphabet. And although the letters of the alphabet are the same, many of the letters are pronounced differently. So I'll do the English alphabet in English, and then Pablo, if you can repeat the whole of the Spanish alphabet the way it's supposed to be pronounced, because I will not be able to do that. So in English we have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, and X. I'm sure all of you will be familiar with that.
You missed Y and Z.
I missed. See, there you go. Thank you very much. W, X, Y, Z.
Yes, wonderful.
So, take us through the Spanish alphabet.
Yes,
please.
Well, I'm going to say the alphabet very, very slow. So, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, Ñ, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, y Z.
The pronunciation is so different. So, can we do that again? And
yes.
This time I will follow you. So,
yes.
Say it once and then I will say it.
While we do this, I have to remember that many of the Spanish speakers are from Latin America, and a big group are from Spain. So they are going to pronounce two letters in a different way. Mm-hmm. So the letter C, that we say C, in Spain they will say C. And the letter Z, in Mexico, for example, we will say Z, and they will pronounce Z.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that. It took me a while to tune into that difference, but it's a very obvious difference when you hear it a few times.
So
it's a bit more of a
when we are going to repeat, we are going to do it in both ways, okay?
Yeah.
In Spain, in Latin America.
And also, just before we repeat the whole sequence, can you just tell us about the two different N's? N and Enya.
Yes. Well, we have another letter there included in the Spanish alphabet that is N, and the other letter is Ñ. So in English, you have two nasal letters, the M and the N. In Spanish, we have also nasals like M, M, N, but we are adding an extra one that is Ñ, Ñ.
And we will look at some examples with words in there shortly. Okay, so that's, if you're hearing this for the first time, and it sounds very different, but of course they are pretty much identical except the pronunciation. So let's repeat that. So I'll follow you. If you repeat that nice and slowly as you did before, and I'll try to repeat, I'm sure, unsuccessfully.
No.
Pronunciation.
You're going to do it very well. So let's start. El alfabeto. A.
A.
B.
B.
In Spain, we would say C.
C.
In Spain, they would say "the,"
"the."
Yes, and in Latin America, they would say "se,"
"se."
Yes, A B C,
A B C,
D,
D,
E F G,
E F G,
H,
H,
I J K,
I J K.
L M
L M
N N
N N
Excellent. O P Q
O P Q
R S T
R S T
U
U
V
V
W
W
X, Y, Z.
X, Y, Z.
Is it Y? Is, there are two words there. Like, it's the Greek Y. Ah. It's a translation there.
Uh-huh.
Y is, some people call them Y, la letra Y.
Ah,
so, or many people call them, call it Y, or la letra Y.
And Pablo has been very consistent with this. He's trying to make sure that we recognize that Spanish is spoken by about half a billion people around the world. And just like in English, there are many variations. And so only a few of the variations that we can cover here. But Pablo's reminding us that the version that you may be familiar with may be slightly different to the part of the world that you're visiting at the time. So, and you called it El Alfabete?
Alfabeto. Alfabeto.
Al Alfabeto.
El Alfabeto.
El Alfabeto.
Very good. Muy bien.
Great.
You're so, a Spanish speaker, Gurbir.
I'm not sure about that. But that's lovely. And we'll come back and now take a look at some numbers and how they are said and spoken in Spanish.
You are listening to Spanish for Beginners with Gurbir Singh and Pablo Pasco on All FM 96.9 MHz, based in Levenshulme, Manchester. In addition to FM, you can also listen on DAB, online at allfm.org and click Listen Now. And if you miss anything, you can listen again on mixcloud.com/allfm969. You can also listen again to this program on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com. Pablo is from Mexico, so a native Spanish speaker. He is teaching me beginner Spanish here in the studio. Join us and he can teach you too. Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. No previous experience in the Spanish language is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download an app. All the programs are recorded. You can download, listen, and practice at your own pace and time. All FM is a resource for all the community. If you are interested in learning about radio and broadcasting, check out the training opportunities on allfm.org/training. All FM has been providing training opportunities for over 2 decades.
For advertising opportunities, check out allfm.org/advertising. All FM serves a large number of eclectic mix of communities, including programs for various foreign languages, for example, Cantonese, Farsi, Polish, Punjabi, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Specific shows target the African, Irish, and LGBTQ communities of all ages. All FM has a proud record of winning awards. This year, 2024, it received the Bronze Award at the Arias for Community Station of the Year at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. For the latest news and updates, visit allfm.org and facebook.org/allfm.
So, we're now going to look at some numbers, a critical aspect of communication in any language. And as an Indo-European language, Spanish has some numbers in common with numbers in English, but many may not be so familiar sounding. So we're going to count up to 30, and we will do that in stages. We'll do 1 to 10 first, 11 to 20, and 21 to 30. And by the time you've got there, you've got pretty much a pattern that builds up. And if you want to follow this on the SP101, it's shown on page 8. So, Pablo, in English, I would say 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How would you say that in Spanish?
Well, first of all, we have to say that the word numbers, we call them los números. Los números. Los números en español son, if you're in Latin America, you have to say cero. In Spain, they will say cero. So I will, because I'm from Mexico, I will say cero, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, y diez. In Spain, they will say cero, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Oh, well, and zero. Zero is very familiar to me in English. So,
yes, it's the same.
It's spelled with a C.
yes.
So, cero, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Muy bien. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Remember el número cero, that number zero, is cero or cero, depending where you are.
Lovely. So, the one that I found difficult was seis and siete. So I'll do that again. Zero, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Yes, that's perfect. Remember that the stress of all those numbers are in the second last, like siete. Yeah. Ocho, nueve. So it's not in the last.
Yeah, so it's siete.
Siete.
Siete, not siete.
No, that's incorrect. Yeah. Yeah. It's siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
And that emphasis on the last but one syllable is the key thing. I think that's the bit that I struggle with. I can read the words and say, pronounce them, but it's where the stress is, which yes. really defines how well you're saying it, how much you're understood.
So I think, Urbir, that that happens in all the languages.
Yes.
But because it's a new language, it's difficult for us to know where do we have to put the stress, no?
Okay.
But like numbers, numbers, you can say numbers or you can say numbers.
Yeah.
But no one says numbers. It's numbers.
Yeah.
So in Spanish would be the same. Números.
Números.
Números. But maybe you can do it incorrectly saying numeros, or you can say numeros, mm-hmm. but the correct way to say is números. In the names of the numbers, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
And as with all languages, if you don't get the stress at the right place, then sometimes, well, frequently people won't understand what you're saying, but risky is that you could be saying something completely different.
Yes, yes, and sometimes it's embarrassing.
Yeah. So, let's carry on from 11 to
yes.
20.
These are the numbers that are more difficult to learn because they change a lot. Then after them, we find like a pattern, as you mentioned. Mm. So I'm going to repeat from 1 to 10 and I will carry on to 20. Mm-hmm. Yes, so 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then I have to say, in Mexico, we would say 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh, I can see that bit between 10 and 20 is a very sharp change from the...
Yes,
the
and if you listen it from a person from Spain, mm-hmm. because of the letter C, mm-hmm. You have to change. They will say 10, and they will say 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16... 17, 18, 19, 20. But I am from Mexico, so I will use my own language. 11, 12, 13. Can you repeat, Gurbir? 11, 12, 13.
11, 12, 13. That's
yes.
11, 12,
13.
And 13.
Then 14, 15, 16.
14, 15, 16.
Yes, in one word, 16.
16.
16.
16.
You are close, you are close. 16.
16.
You are saying 16. Is 16? Repeat. 16?
16?
6.
6.
Yes, 16.
16.
Very good. 16, 17.
17,
18,
18,
19 y 20.
19, 20.
Yes, 19, 20.
Oh, okay. So I'll repeat that from 11. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20
yes.
would be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
16.
16.
Very good.
Yeah, you're right. The pronunciation, the stress.
Yes.
Is at the wrong place when I'm saying it. 16.
There's a mistake there because you are mixing the order of the E and the I. So you are saying 16. Is 16. 16. Repeat with me.
16.
6. Once again, 16.
16.
16. Once again, 16.
16.
16.
16.
Very good. 17.
And that's 16. 17 would be 17.
18 would be 18.
18.
19 would be 19.
19.
And 20 would be 20.
20.
Yes. 20. We write it with a V, mm-hmm. so it has to sound 20.
20.
Very good.
Oh,
muy bien, Gurbir. So, felicidades.
And that's very similar to most languages when you go from. In English, we have the teens, from 10, we go to 11, 12, and then the teens start. They have 13, 14, 15. And the same thing is happening here, really. We go from. 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, and 14, 14, and 15, 15.
Yes.
And then they from change. 16 onwards,
yes.
Everything's so, the prefix.
So from 11 to 15, we have the similar endings. Mm-hmm. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then we change from 16 to 19. We add the word 10 plus this 10 y 6. It's like you are saying 10 and 6, mm-hmm. 10 and 7, 10 and 8. Mm-hmm. So we are going to say 10 y 6, but it's only one word. 16, 17, 18, 19, and then we say 20, 20.
Great. So that's the pattern from the tens, and we now want to move on to 20.
Yes.
And just I'm hoping that the pattern that we have learned for 20s will be similar to that for 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on. So we're only going to go up to 30, because hopefully the pattern will repeat thereafter. So, take us through, Pablo, from 21, please.
Yes. Do you remember that when we were saying from 16 to 19, we were saying 10 and 6, 10 and 7, 10 and 8, no? Mm-hmm. 16, 17, 18, 19. So when we come to the numbers of 20 to 30 and 30, we are going up, we are going to do the same thing. We are going to say 21, 20, because we are joining 20 and 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and then we say 30. So the only difficult number would be 20, 20, 21, 21. Can you repeat 21?
21.
Very, very good. 21. And then we say 22.
22.
23.
23.
24.
24.
25, 26.
25, 26.
27, 28.
27, 28.
29.
29.
And then we say 30.
30.
30.
30.
Very good. So if you listen very carefully and you observe that all the numbers from 1 to 10, all of them except one start with a consonant. Only the number one, uno, starts with a vowel. So be very careful when we say 20, because we are combining two vowels. 20, that brings a little bit challenge, a big challenge. 21. And then it's easier because you jump to a consonant. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. So remember, 21 would be 21, iu. You are joining two vowels.
Mm-hmm. And the pattern then repeats. So 10 was dies, and 20 was 20, and 30 was 30.
Yes.
And then the pattern of the decimal part and then the unitary part will follow. So whatever it is, 21 will be, I'm guessing 31 would be 31?
That's correct. 31, 32, and then you continue.
Great. So we won't go as far as 30, but the pattern after that repeats. And of course, we get much larger numbers, which we'll leave for another time. Let's practice with some of those numbers, but let's do that after this.
You can listen to us on 96.9 FM. You can listen to us on our website, allfm.org. And now you can listen to us on DAB. That's right, All FM has gone digital. The real voice of Manchester has just got a little louder.
We can practice. So, for example, one of the first things that anyone learns in a new language is how to order two beers. So how would I say two beers, please, in Spanish?
Well, I'm knowing your taste, a good beer. So we will say dos cervezas, por favor.
Dos cervezas, por favor.
Yes, you spoke in a very Spanish language from Spain. Dos cervezas, cervezas, por favor. That will be in Spain. In Latin America, you will ask dos cervezas.
Dos cervezas.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Yes.
And if I wanted to say I have five brothers.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yo tengo cinco hermanos.
Yo tengo cinco hermanos.
Hermanos.
Ah, there's a plural. Yo tengo cinco hermanos.
Very good. And remember, we are combining all the previous lessons with the numbers also, that the H, I haven't mentioned that in the alphabet, it's a very typical word. Mm-hmm. Because the letter H is present in the alphabet, it's present like in the party, mm-hmm. but it's very introverted. Mm-hmm. She never speaks. Right. So when you find an H in Spanish, mm-hmm. you never say hermanos, you have to say hermanos, like there's no H there. Yeah. So, yo tengo cinco hermanos.
Yo tengo cinco hermanos.
Excellent, excelente.
How would you say hospital?
You remove the sound of the H, you will say hospital.
And so it says removal of the H and shifting of the emphasis.
Yes.
Hospital.
Yes, hospital.
And if I wanted to say there are now 8 days to Christmas, how would I say that? Oh,
faltan 8 días para Navidad. Faltan 8 días para Navidad.
Faltan 8 días para Navidad.
Así es. Very good.
And Navidad, of course, is Christmas.
Yes.
And if I wanted to say some basic numbers like uno y uno, esta dos.
Uno y uno, or we can say uno más uno. Uno más uno.
One plus one. Yeah.
Son dos.
Uno más uno son dos.
Or you can say uno más uno es igual a dos. It's equal to. So you can say, for example, uno más dos son tres. Or uno más dos es igual a tres.
Yeah. I remember igual.
Igual is equal.
Yeah. And I remember igualmente.
Yes, that's the same meaning.
Yeah, which is a response you might say to ¿cómo estás?
And I say, I'm okay, thank you.
And then I would say igualmente.
Yes.
So am I, yeah. Igual and equal. Yep, okay. So if I want to say I am 66 years old.
Yo tengo 56 años.
Oh, once again?
The numbers are 50, 30 was 30, mm-hmm. 40 is 40, mm-hmm. 50 is 50. Uh-huh. And then if we continue, 60, 60. 60. Mm-hmm. And then 70 in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And then 80, 80.
Sorry, so 60 is?
60.
60.
60.
Ah.
70.
Okay, that's the one.
It's only one letter changing. 60, and then we change the S for the T. 70. Yeah.
So 60 and 70.
80.
Yeah. Great. But let's come back to 66
yes.
years old.
Yo tengo 56 años. Yo tengo 56 años.
50.
50 is 50. Uh-huh. And plus 6, 56.
And 66 is?
Is 66 is 66. Yeah.
So, yo tengo 66.
Oh, wow. You look younger, Gurbir.
It's palm olive, the soap I use. if I want to ask you how many years you've been here in Manchester,
yes,
how would I say that?
The complete phrase. Mm-hmm. ¿Cuántos años llevas viviendo en Manchester?
Llevas
viviendo.
Yes, viviendo.
¿Cuántos años llevas viviendo en Manchester? Manchester.
So, ¿cuántos is how many años, years, llevas?
How many years you have been living?
Have been living in Manchester. So, ¿cuántos años llevas viviendo en Manchester?
The short answer would be 5 años.
Cinco.
Almost 5 years. Oh, okay. Casi 5 años.
Almost is casi. Ah, that's a useful thing to remember. Casi is almost.
Yes.
Okay, and I'll ask you a question, but see how many. Tengo cinco hermanos.
Cinco hermanos, very good.
¿Cuántos hermanos tienes?
Okay, I have two brothers. Mm-hmm. Yo tengo dos hermanos.
Ah, okay.
Dos hermanos. And be careful if you only have one, mm-hmm. you have to think in the singular form.
Right.
Yo tengo un. You don't have to say uno. Uh-huh. You have to say un hermano. Yo tengo un hermano. The number is uno, mm-hmm. but when you are using it in a sentence, you have to say yo tengo un hermano in the male form. Mm-hmm. If I have a sister, one sister, I have to say yo tengo una hermana.
That's something we don't have very much in English, but many other languages do,
which
is the distinction between masculine and feminine nouns.
Yes.
And most nouns in Spanish end with an O, and feminine nouns end with an A. Now, there are exceptions, as there are in any language, but so hermanos is brothers.
Hermanos.
And yeah, thank you. I pronounced the H then, and I shouldn't have done. So it's hermanos, brothers, and hermanas, sisters.
Yes, that's correct.
That was the distinction between masculine and feminine nouns.
Yes.
What about singular and plural? Because we usually do that in English. We just stick an S at the end.
Yes.
What's the pattern for making things plural in Spanish?
The simple answer would be, if you have a word in Spanish that ends with a vowel, mm-hmm. you can add the S to mm-hmm. make it plural. Like, for example, hermano, mm-hmm. you add the S and now it's plural, hermanos. So, mm-hmm. But if the word ends with a consonant, mm-hmm. The majority of the words in Spanish, you will add the ES. Mm-hmm. For example, canción, like a song mm-hmm. that I sang before. Canción, one song, mm-hmm. is una canción. But then if I want to sing a second song, una dos canciones, two songs, mm-hmm. I have to say dos, look, listen to this, canción is song, canciones, canción, es plus es, mm-hmm. so canciones.
Canción, a singular,
canciones,
plural. And that's quite interesting. I think one of the other things you said in a previous program is that in Spanish we have, we use all the letters and the vowels. We'll leave H to one side, but I know that a lot of non-native English speakers would say the word clothes as clothes because of the ES.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're following that rule. You pronounce the E and the S. So canciones.
Yes.
You do make the singular canción into plural by adding the ES, and then you pronounce the ES. So it goes from canción to canciones.
Canción, the stress is in the last syllable, canción, mm-hmm. and in plural, we change the stress. We are going to say canciones.
Okay. Well, it's a bit of a quick ride through all this, but we've covered quite a lot of ground.
Yes.
And talking about Canción, you will be finishing with a song in a short while. What? Tell us about the song before you start.
Well, this is a very, very well-known song mm-hmm. that it says, Feliz Navidad, Próspero Año y Felicidad. The meaning of that, you will, of course, all of you may have heard this song, but the meaning is Merry Christmas and have a wonderful and a prosperous year. And I say, I hope for you happiness.
Lovely.
Let's sing it. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. You can sing with me. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Doro. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Thanks again, Pablo. Muchas gracias. Well, that's it for this show and for 2024. We hope to start again in the spring of 2025. Listen out for announcements nearer that time. Apart from enjoying Pablo's singing, in summary, today we looked at some numbers and the Spanish alphabet, and we learned how to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I won't go through the whole of the alphabet, but Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, or Feliz Navidad y Prospero Año Nuevo, is Feliz, F-E-L-I-Z, which is F-E-E-L-L-I-E-Z-Z. And Navidad, N-A-V-I-D-A-D, N-M-A-R-D. V B I E D D A R D.
If you need support about domestic,
and the single letter Y, pronounced E, represents and. Y E Y and Prospero, P R E R S P E R O P P R I R O O S S P P E A R I R O O Anio, and listen out for the Enye, A N O O A N Y O A A N N Y O O and Nuevo N N Y U U E A V B O O and the numbers. Well, I guess you'll be counting down from 10 to bring in the new year in a couple of weeks' time. In a Spanish-speaking country, it may go something like this. Diez, nueve, ocho, siete, seis, cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno, zero. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Facebook.com/allfm969 or email me at info@astrotalkuk.org. For previous programs, see astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for beginners. And remember, for more Spanish on All FM, 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Somos con Cecilia Ramos, live music, news and conversation, all in Spanish. And on Sundays, Tardes Locas, and Domingo with DJ Frankie and Crisia Flores. The whole show is entirely in Spanish. From me and everyone here at All FM 969, Feliz Navidad y Prospero Año Nuevo.